This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A bill to raise Michigan's minimum wage from $7.40 an hour to $9.20 an hour by 2017 is now on its way to the State House. This bill would raise the minimum wage for tipped workers from $2.65 to $3.50 an hour. The bill quickly cleared the State Senate late last week by a bipartisan vote of 24 to 14. The bill is an attempt by Republicans to kill a petition drive to raise the minimum wage even higher to $10.10 an hour, even for tipped workers. That petition drive is being led by the group Raise Michigan. Danielle Atkinson with Raise Michigan, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what is Raise Michigan going to do now that the Senate has passed this $9.20 an hour bill?
You know, we're just planning. Our plan has not changed. We are going to continue to collect signatures and then turn them in on the deadline.
Did you envision the Republicans coming up with a counterproposal the way they did?
We did. We knew that the Republicans were thinking and planning on ways to sabotage our campaign, but we really didn't think they would go as far as eliminating the minimum wage law.
I know there was much talk and much anger in what was seen as a undemocratic drive by especially Senator Richardville. It was his bill. Tell us why you feel this was so undemocratic.
You know, the Republicans again and again tell Michiganders if they work hard and play by the rules, they can change their destiny. And that's what we did. We came together and said, this is our concern. Raising the minimum wage is something that's a priority to us. And we played by the rules. We collected enough signatures and going to turn them in. And here they are again, changing the rules at the end of the game to win.
But yet we saw many progressive and Democratic allies voting for that Senate bill. I mean, we saw 10 of the 12 Democrats in the Senate joining 14 Republicans in approving the measure. You had names like Gretchen Whitmer and Rebecca Warren and Bert Johnson and others, and even Mark Schauer, Democratic candidate for governor, all supporting the bill. So how do you explain that?
You know, I can only explain it as they were trying to make the best out of a bad situation. But, you know, as the coalition, we just feel like this proposal doesn't go far enough. It doesn't meet the goals of our coalition, and it only strengthens our resolve to continue our campaign.
I spoke with Senate Majority Leader Richardville last Thursday, and I'd like to get your thoughts, a couple of comments that he made. First, there was this comment on your group, Raise Michigan.
Part of the problem is that that group is largely funded outside the state of Michigan. And so here we have people that are not Michiganians, did not vote for elected officials, paying to circulate petitions around Michigan.
Your response?
Well, Senator Richardville does not know me and does not know this coalition. We have all of the groups that are involved in Raise Michigan have roots in Michigan and have been here long before the petition drive has started. I've lived here for at least 10 years, and I'm happy to call myself a Michigander, and this is a concern as a Michigander that I was looking for a solution to.
Is there outside money and support coming in?
You know, like any campaign, we have supporters from all over the country, but again, the groups that are involved have been here since way before this campaign ever started.
I'm speaking with Danielle Atkinson of Raise Michigan. This is the coalition group pulling together to get this petition drive to raise the Michigan minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. Danielle, Senator Richardville expressed some very serious concern about the fact that when a ballot referendum is approved, it's hard, you can't change and tweak the language after the fact, and that can create unforeseen problems. For instance, he pointed to the medical marijuana law that came from a petition drive, and he said he totally supported it, being able to have the patients who need it get the marijuana that gives them relief. But he said the petition language and thus the law didn't address a lot of the issues that are cropping up now, dispensaries and THC concentration and knowing what you're buying. And he felt strongly that your petition doesn't address areas of concern. Here's what he said to us.
A ballot initiative should get our attention. We should work on it. But just by itself, it doesn't address the great array of other problems that can happen. And in this case, we would have severe problems with several segments of our overall economy that are so vital to Michigan. Restaurants is one. Tourism is another. Young people working through summer employment is another. These would not be addressed with that ballot initiative.
And he also asked what happens if the state's economy takes another nosedive and unemployment goes up. So his concern was that the proposal doesn't take that into consideration. What do you say?
you know, Senator Richardville, like every other citizen in Michigan, has a vote, one vote in November. And if he doesn't like the initiative, he can vote no. That's the perfection around a ballot initiative. But what he's doing right now is he is using his power to change the rules mid-game, and that's not fair.
Do you think the proposal language could be too broad?
No, I think the proposal language is exactly what our membership and low-wage workers think needs to be addressed in Michigan. Workers are, two-thirds of them are women, most of them are supporting families, and we need to address that. And tipped employees are a major part of people living underneath poverty. Restaurant workers are two times more likely to live in poverty than the rest of the workforce, and that's what we're talking about.
Can you see any merit to the concerns of, we'll say, restaurant owners who don't see how they can possibly boost the wages of tip workers from that $2.65 an hour all the way up to $10.10? Is there any credence to this possibility that some businesses would be forced to throw in the towel and close, or do you think that's just hyperbole?
You know, I would direct them to the other restaurant workers who are supportive of our initiative. The wages go up 80 in our proposal. It goes up 85 cents a year, very gradually, so people are able to work it into their everyday expenses. And then also, you know, we look at the expenses of restaurants that don't have tipped wages, and it's the same. Their prices are the same. But what they don't have in these other states are the high turnover, because people are more comfortable in their job and they're able to make a living.
Now, the bill that the Senate passed late last week, actually, it sets that minimum wage at a higher level than the one Senator Richardville initially proposed, $9.20 an hour instead of $8.15 an hour. Do you feel like the concerns that you've raised through your ballot initiative helped to get that figure higher?
Yeah, I think the only reason why we are talking about this issue at all is because of the groups and the low-wage workers around Raise Michigan. But you know what this bill doesn't do, even at 920, it still forces taxpayers to continue to subsidize corporations who refuse to pay their employees a decent wage.
How do you think we need to balance the need to help people do better economically in Michigan and the need to keep businesses viable and able to keep hiring people and keep them employed?
You know, we've heard a lot from the Chamber of Commerce and the Restaurant Association, because they have more money to talk to the public about how they think the economy works. And this kind of race to the bottom mentality comes a lot from them. What we say at Raise Michigan, and there's a lot of economists to back us up, is if you put money into the pockets of working families, they are going to help stimulate the economy. It's not just an argument about what's fair for workers. It's also about what's going to drive the economy. And it's low-wage workers, it's middle-income people that drive the economy with their spending.
Now, the attention turns to the State House. What kinds of conversations have you had with House members? What are you hearing from them?
You know, I'm not really having those conversations, because we're so concentrated on just getting the buffer we need to make sure that we qualify. But our members have reached out to us telling us that they're telling them that it's really important to stand up for democracy, that 920 is still not enough. You should trust the voters, let the voters have a say in this. So I know our members are definitely communicating that to their elected officials.
Danielle Atkinson with Raise Michigan. Danielle, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much.